Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Phantom coming at you from the 216. It's a little cold outside, just getting my day started, and I hope you are too. I wanted to just drop a little food for thought if you're sitting there with your coffee or whatever you do to get your day started. Let's just take in a deep breath and just be for a moment in the morning. I want to talk about mindfulness today. Being mindful of who you are and just being in the present moment. Keep in mind, it's not just a cigarette, it is your life. It's not just a joint, it is your mind. It is not just a cheeseburger, it is your health. So we're going to get into that today, but I just wanted to start and just love who you are today, love where you are today, and take a moment to break it down as real as we can, and let's get going. All right, so that was Out of Eden, Meditate, and funny little story about this song. This was about all I could listen to when I was a kid, songs like this, because I was raised in a Pentecostal Baptist home with my father, and he was Southern as Southern gets. So that was my jam back in the day. It's pretty appropriate for the morning, but now let's move into something a little more personal. I just wanted to talk about when you get rolling, you set your intention for the day, you have to make a decision on what kind of day you want to have, whether you're in a bad mood, whether you're in a good mood, whether your day is going to be a good day or a bad day. And yeah, there's the external factors that we can't always control because other people have free will, right? So, but it's about recognizing what you're doing to influence the circumstances around you. And one of the most important things to do is to be mindful of your actions and your health and how you are influencing things. So let's just take a moment wherever you're at to completely shut off all other thought processes, all communications with somebody, just to like take in a deep breath and just recognize everything going on with your body right now. From head to toe, do you feel healthy? Do you feel strong? Do you feel a little weak? Do you feel tired? Shake it out, get some sun, and do what you need to do. Those little healthy habits that maybe we neglect because we're in a rush that actually make such a big difference. Orange juice in the morning, or a tea, or even just some deep breathing outside for a minute. That's 60 seconds we take for granted. But in this time that you've been listening to me, we could have paused the podcast and done so. So if you need to do that, we've got about another song that we're gonna jam out to, and hopefully during this one, you'll find some mindfulness. So that was Grimes' Genesis. I remember the first time that I actually heard Grimes, I was like, oh, this is a bet. This is a very neat, interesting, unique band. But they're very hit or miss for me, because Grimes' Genesis was the first song that I heard, the one that you guys just heard. So hopefully you came in at the same experience that I did. However, I've listened to some of their other songs recently, and I feel like sometimes they're on point and they get it, and sometimes it's just trying too hard. So I like a little bit of everything, but for this mindset mindfulness session, we're gonna be just kind of focusing on songs that focus on either mindfulness or pull you out of mindfulness. We're gonna be in and out. The point is to get you going, get your day started. I wanted to talk about money as well. Money manifestation, the mindset of money, how wealth and abundance are actually tools that that the Almighty uses to help us, and how we take it for granted at times. So this is just about gratefulness, and I want you guys to sit back and relax, because I'm going to play a couple songs and then I'll get back at you. So that was Bob Proctor and Roy. And if you guys aren't sure who they are yet, I really encourage you guys to do some research on Bob Proctor and Roy Smithy. And this is raw. This is just the way to think, the way to get your mindset going. And while we're being mindful, let's also throw a little bit of a morning routine. Make sure to get your stretches in. Stretch for about 30 seconds for each ligament, and at least. And then once you get going, we're gonna do 10 bicycle kicks, 10 jumping jacks, and 10 push-ups. I think push-ups are appropriate for the morning. Gets your blood flowing. And let's go. Ready, set, begin. I'm gonna begin with the push-ups. I'm gonna do them with you. See how out of shape I am. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's okay if you can't keep up. Just keep going. 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That was 10 push-ups. Pretty sure some of you guys probably can do that faster and better than I can, but hey, we're all growing as a team, aren't we? So the next thing that we're gonna do is the bicycle kicks. And for those of you who don't know what bicycle kicks are, it's basically laying flat on the floor with your back completely comfortable and supported, and then taking your legs up in the air like you're riding a bicycle in the air for about 10 seconds. And everybody has a different way of doing this. Just make sure that your back is fully supported. Make sure that while you're doing this, you're comfortable and not that you're gonna be straining any muscles. Just do the little bicycle kicks and let's go for 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. And this is working out your lower abdomen. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good job. Relax. Okay. Now, get up, shake it off. Just do that energy thing again where you release whatever's like cramped up in your energy and get ready for 10 jumping jacks. And then we're gonna chill out to some more music, and I'm gonna get going just as you guys should be ready to get going to make your day everything that you can. And 10 jumping jacks. If you don't have water yet, I suggest that you grab a little bit, put a little bit of lemon in there, and just take a couple sips before you do some deep breaths, and then get back into the routine. It is 10 jumping jacks. I'm gonna do them off mic, but I will count for you because otherwise it's just gonna sound ridiculous. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good job. Yay! We did it! I hope that you are keeping in mind mindfulness today, and I just want to let you guys know, while I was doing this podcast, I had no cash, and I just came across $22 in my room in a green bag. I was like, what? So positivity works. Keep your mindset full, keep it positive, believe in miracles, and have a wonderful day. If you want to chit chat, you can catch me on the Golden Gypsy on Instagram _. So the Golden Gypsy, all one word, _. And this has been Phantom. Have a wonderful day and stay blessed.
Hey, you should totally start making podcast episodes again. It's been a really long time since you made one, and I would really like to hear it. Also, you should totally re-download this app, because when I move closer to you, we can collaborate and make a podcast together, and it'll be really freaking awesome. So you should get on that. Also, I love you. Okay, bye.